Exclusive: Alex Marlowe's Breaking Biden, China linked University of Delaware Biden partnership was Hunter's baby, part of wealth creation strategy. By Alexander Marlowe on October 3, 2023. The following article was adapted from Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe's new book Breaking Biden, exposing the hidden forces and secret money machine behind Joe Biden, his family, and his administration, which is out now. While media reports have focused University of Pennsylvania's Biden Center, less attention has been paid to University of Delaware's Biden Institute. Even though these two institutes were opened on the same day and meant to serve a shared goal of being incubators of advancing globalism and leftism. The UPenn Biden Center became a pipeline for longtime Biden allies into his administration and, as previously reported by Peter Schweitzer, preceded a suspicious influx in Chinese donations to the university. Together with the Penn Biden office in D.C., the two entities would be the public-facing stage for the Biden brand. The key players at the University of Delaware's Biden Institute were either Biden family members, people with deep ties to China, or both. In fact, in my new book, Breaking Biden, on sale today, I reveal that the University of Delaware Biden operation was Hunter's baby and was part of a larger strategy to replicate the Clinton Global Initiative without onerous fundraising. Who would provide the funds to the UD Biden Institute if they weren't going to be gathered by traditional means? That part is unclear, but the constellation of facts I present in the book certainly raises suspicion that it could be a vehicle for influence peddling that could benefit entities foreign and domestic. Valerie Biden celebrates Hunter's baby. On December 11, 2018, the University of Delaware announced that it was naming its public policy school after Vice President Biden. Emails show that this move was orchestrated by members of UD's Biden Institute. It was on the day of the announcement that Hunter Biden received a text message from his aunt and former Joe Biden campaign manager, Valerie Owens, who chairs the Biden Institute, crediting him for the deepening partnership with between the Biden family and the university. "Bravo, Hunter, UD was your baby and you made sure I was part of it." The University of Delaware Biden Institute was Hunter's baby. And this was the type of baby the family most certainly was not going to ignore. Tied to China from the start. Like the University of Pennsylvania, University of Delaware, UD, disclosed receiving funds from China soon after forging the partnership with the Bidens. The emails show that in March 2016, Hunter and his colleagues met with incoming UD President Dennis Asanis to discuss plans for the UD/UPenn venture months before Asanis was officially instated. Asanis has deep and long-standing ties to China. In addition to serving as the founding director of the U.S.-China Clean Energy Research Center, Clean Vehicle Consortium, CERC-CVC, since 2003, Asanis has been a guest professor, 2003-2008, and advisory professor, 2009-present, at Shanghai Jiao Tong University, SJTU. This fact alone raises concern given that SJTU has signed cooperative agreements with China's People's Liberation Army, PLA. What's more, cyber attacks on American companies such as Google have been traced to computers at SJTU. Like UPenn, the UD Biden Institute was quickly stocked with future Biden appointees, at least 12 so far, including soon-to-be senior Biden advisor Mike Donilon and Surgeon General Vivek Murthy. Asanis himself would be named to Biden's President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology. The University of Delaware had never disclosed receiving funds from China until April 2018. When it accepted over $3.2 million for a contract with an unnamed Chinese entity. This came 2 months after the Penn Biden Center opened its D.C. office. Then, in December 2018, UD received $1.9 million from an unnamed Chinese entity. In 2019, UD received another $625,000 from China. In 2020, UD initiated 3 contracts with the Chinese entities and received over $1 million in funds. In sum, UD has received over $6.7 million from unnamed Chinese sources, including a substantial amount from the Chinese government. All these funds started flowing to UD after the Biden Institute was announced and increased immediately after the launch of the Penn Biden Center, supporting Chinese military technology. This money from China is cause for alarm given that UD has 37 international partnerships with Chinese universities, including several that support the development of Chinese military technologies. The most logical reasons for the Chinese to engage in these partnerships is that they want to influence American institutions, acquire American intellectual property, or both. On February 8, 2022, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, wrote a letter to UD President Dennis Asanis urging him to terminate UD's academic and research partnership with Xiamen University, which actively supports Beijing's military-industrial complex and which allegedly conspired with Huawei to steal trade secrets from an American semiconductor startup. Yet, according to the International Cyber Policy Center's China Defense University's tracker database, that partnership with Xiamen University is only a medium risk. The University of Delaware has worked with at least four other universities linked to Chinese defense laboratories, like the Clinton Global Initiative without the money raise. In April 2016, Hunter exchanged emails and had at least one meeting with Craig Gehring, a talent agent for the legendary Creative Artists Agency, about Vice President Biden's future after he leaves office. Gehring took confidential notes from the meeting that described details about the plans for the UD/UPenn operation, including the possibility of Hunter serving in the Penn Biden Center DC office. Gehring fantasized about an entity that operates like the Clinton Global Initiative, CGI, without the money raise. CGI claims it convenes established and emerging global leaders to create and implement solutions to the world's most pressing challenges, according to its website, but functionally, it was an easy way for the Clintons to reap donor funds to leverage relationships with celebrities and major corporations to boost their profiles, all the while promoting their own cultural and political agenda items. Donations to CGI dried up when it came under media scrutiny from Schweitzer and others for soliciting millions of dollars from foreign governments and businesses, the same governments and businesses that received favorable treatment from the Obama administration during Hillary's tenure as Secretary of State. The Clinton Global Initiative was shut down in 2016 and revived in 2022. In retrospect, it was always meant to be an influence peddling operation by the Clintons. It was shuttered at the specific moment where Hillary Clinton could no longer do anything substantial for the donors. That's where the Bidens could step in and fill the void. Wealth creation for the Bidens. It was clear from the laptop from hell emails that Biden world fantasized about an entity like the CGI for Joe. It could be a means for influential figures around the world to boost the Biden brand. The UD/UPenn/Biden venture is ultimately about wealth creation, according to Gehring. It could be used for philanthropy, bettering the world, and advancing the Biden name. But most importantly, wealth creation. A stunning admission. The degree to which the Bidens were able to leverage these new entities to benefit themselves financially is unclear. But we do know, thanks to the laptop from hell, that the vision was in place to create a secret money machine that could be relevant for generations. It was Hunter's baby. Breaking Biden is available now in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook read by the author. Alex Marlow is the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News and a New York Times best-selling author. His new, Breaking Biden, Exposing the Hidden Forces and Secret Money Machine Behind Joe Biden, His Family, and His Administration, is available now. You can follow Alex on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @AlexMarlow.